Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm so excited to talk about Beauty and the Beast, and we've got two of the stars from the show that's coming to Shays. We've got Danny on the phone right now. Hi. How are you, Danny?
How's it going? Good.
Really
how
good.
Are you?
Danny Gardner, your character in Beauty and the Beast is?
Lumiere.
Tell us about Lumiere, one of the stars in the show.
Yes, he is. He has been transformed into a candelabra, but he gets to sing the wonderful song, Be Our Guest.
Be Our Guest. Da, da, da. When you first got to sing that song, were you so excited?
I grew up with the animated feature, and I fell in love with that song and the character many years ago, and so to sing this song in front of so many people has been wonderful, because the other thing is everybody knows the song and they sing along, and so it's a lot of fun.
And you're like, wait, this is my solo.
Oh, Jane, are you going to do it?
When Danny gets by, he's like singing in the show, and it's an epic song, and then everybody's making noise. I want everyone to hear his voice.
Yeah, it's okay. We can all join in the wonderful song.
Mm-hmm. So Beauty and the Beast, like the Broadway show, what do you love about how they've transformed it into a stage production versus the movie?
I think the extended dance breaks are really, really wonderful, especially in Gaston and Be Our Guest, and in the second act, Human Again. They're completely new choreography from the original 30 years ago on Broadway. And so to have all this choreography reinvented is really, really special. And it's live right in front of you.
How did you get the role?
I auditioned multiple times. There were a few different auditions. I had a singing audition and then an acting audition and then dancing and things. But then through both my wife and I know the associate director, Sam Scalamoni, and he was kind of behind the table rooting for us. So it was a combination of all of that.
It's amazing how hard it is to get a job in a show like Beauty and the Beast. And so how did you find out? Did they email you? Did they call you? Did your agent call you?
Yes, my agent called me. And hundreds of people audition for every single role. And it really is. We in the industry, we like to call it, it's winning the lottery, because there's so many factors that go into it.
Mm-hmm. And then to make it even more interesting, your wife, Emily, also in the show, to be able to both get put on the same show so you can still be together. That's like double lottery, right?
Yes. I'll let her explain that.
Okay.
It's incredibly lucky to be in a show ever. As Danny was saying, there's so many people who are talented and want to be a part of this. There's so many factors that go into getting a job in the first place, but to get one with your partner is incredibly special.
How rare is that? I don't know that that has happened with shows that I've seen come through town. That husband wife has to be pretty rare.
I think it is pretty rare. Yeah, it was just a lovely, magical circumstance that Danny got called in for Lumiere, and I thought about it, and I looked at the dates, and I thought, well, he's going to be really great for this role. He might get this. Let me see what I could do in Beauty and the Beast.
Right.
And started figuring out getting an audition for me and fighting for my part of the job. Yeah.
I love that. So in the ensemble, which is, you know, fun roles because you're on stage doing a lot of different things, do you guys cross paths during the show, and how many times?
We don't cross paths very often. I am in Be Our Guest with him, of course, but he's usually in the front, in the middle, so I kind of cross behind him a lot. He doesn't see me very much. There's one part in the second act where I know he sees me in Human Again, but mostly I think we've learned where we cross backstage. when I'll be walking over to stage right to make an entrance, and he's exiting from there to go to the other side, and we'll just kind of pass in the crossover and maybe give each other a high five with his candlestick hand and and say, how's your show going? See you at home.
So have you guys decided to start a candlestick collection now for every city you do the show in?
You know, we have only just begun our Beauty and the Beast, like, memorabilia collection, but I'm sure there is much to come of that, especially because we have a baby. So we're just starting to get, like, baby toys that are Beauty and the Beast, or, like, you know, I'm sure there will be a lot of that in the future.
Oh, that is so cool. So let's see, you guys could do Beauty and the Beast. You could definitely do Cinderella, like Cinderella and Prince Charming. There's a lot of Disney shows or a lot of shows that you could just keep touring together. You just got to get the parts. Easy.
I think that sounds wonderful. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Have either of you performed at Shays before? Because the list of shows you've both been in is so impressive.
I don't believe that I have toured through Shays before. Danny, have you?
I've never toured through Shays, but I did go to, it's Central New York. I graduated from Ithaca College. So
me too.
Really?
Yes. Go Bombers. I was in television radio. Yeah. I worked at VIC. Yeah,
oh my gosh. That's crazy. Yeah. I graduated from the theater school to be at BFA Musical Theater.
Wow. We probably crossed paths. That's amazing. You know, yeah. I was wondering that because I noticed your area code. And I was like, oh, I wonder.
Yes.
Yeah. So Shays is you're in for such a treat because it's such a historic theater. When you get in there, you'll see what I'm talking about. You'll enjoy every minute performing at Shays. It's a very special theater. We're excited you're coming.
That's what I've heard. It has a great reputation in the actor community. And am I correct that there's an organ that is played before the show?
Absolutely. They do the ding, ding, ding with the little triangle, the ghost.
Yeah.
There's ghosts inside Shays too. Everybody talks about it.
Oh, I'm very excited.
Yeah. Well, it was fun hearing your story. We're so excited for Shays to come to, or Beauty and the Beast to come to Shays, because that is one of the biggest shows this year. We're excited. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, you guys. It's Kiss 98.5.